שלום חברים, הקבוצות בתואנות...
Hello friends, the tens on duty today are the Israeli groups of Hadera 1 and Haver. Right of speech goes to Haver.
Haver, בבקשה.
Haver, go ahead please.
אולג, תתחיל, נו.
בוקר טוב, חברים.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, World Kli.
I'm a
bit excited to be speaking here in front of you. It's my first time doing so. First time speaking before such a huge audience, but it's only a little because I do feel that I'm speaking, that I'm addressing my family, my true family. Dear friends, we have been awarded with living through two things at least in our lives. We were awarded with a very special time to live in, and we were awarded with the most special duty in the world. Friends, nature separated our physical bodies, but it left us the amazing option to connect our hearts together in order to ignite true love in them. And also to infect the whole world with this love, everyone. Friends, this thought makes my heart tremble. I want to read to you, friends, I want to call you. Friends, please, let's together infect each other with this love. And turn the coronavirus pandemic into a pandemic of love. L'chaim, friends.
We read an excerpt from Rabash's article, A Prayer of Many. Everything that one feels that he's lacking and asks fulfillment for, he should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than what the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people, meaning I'm asking for the entire collective, because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Therefore, it makes no difference to me if the Creator takes pleasure in me or can receive the pleasure from others. In other words, he asks the Creator to give us such an understanding which is called entirely for the Creator. It means that he will be certain that he is not deceiving himself, that he wants to bestow upon the Creator, that perhaps he is really thinking only of his own self-love, meaning that he will feel the delight and pleasure. Therefore, he prays for the collective. Haver, workshop question, please.
Good morning, friends. The workshop question is, how will we help each other come to bestow upon the Creator? Again, how will we help each other come to bestow upon the Creator? Please.
How we help each other to reach bestowal through example. Example of how important the goal is for us, the Creator, the friends, the ten. And please continue.
It's actually this example. It's like a virus. I liked it when he said it's like a virus. We infect each other with it. It spreads all over the world quickly with the speed of love. It's actually nice.
Also, we have nothing else to give one another besides the importance and greatness, this envy on the spiritual path, this is the yearning that we can absorb from the society. And it's also what Rabash writes about in all of his writings. It's not something new. We just have to actualize it, to do it, to try. It's the exertion of each one of us.
To open the heart. When we open our hearts, the Creator can pass this love through, which exists only in Him, to make it pass through to the whole of humanity.
I'm very happy to be here together with you and to actually, in practice, implement this exercise of bestowing upon the Creator. By trying to see each and every friend with a good eye, favorably, there is no other bestowal to the Creator except through the connection of the friends in the tent.
Yes, to reach bestowal you need a lack, and I can receive the lack only from the environment, and the Creator took care of that for us. What we have to do now in the environment is to take care of the greatness and importance of the goal, as the friends said, to give each other an example, to make each other envious, to act, follow the advice of the Kabbalists in order to take care of that importance.
We will bestow to the Creator by bestowing to each other. As the friend said, through example, through greatness, importance of the goal, I look and I see how much the friends are bestowing, how much they awaken each other. I take an example from it and I try to imitate it. And that's the only way to bestow upon the Creator.
It's only from the society, from all of you, of course. We have acting, we have envy, lust, and honor. We need to take all the advice and to think of new ways by which to awaken the society, increase the importance of the goal, and you need to constantly plant yourself at the center of the group.
And ask of the Creator to help us, that He will plant this love between us, and we will take it and spread it out to the whole world, and through it, through the friends, we will bestow upon the Creator.
Roman took the prayer part of it, so I have nothing more to add now. Perhaps I can add annulment. Each one, by annulling himself, he gives room to the friends to be great. He gives room to the connection between us. I think we covered everything, didn't we, Doctor?
Yes, we said a lot. And the most important is the connection between us in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator.
To help each other, we need to have a lack, a need for help. We actually worked well this week, praying together, aiming the prayer towards the upper one. It was very effective, actually, very powerful.
And most importantly, we should give yearning to one another. In the end, we all very much want to reach such a great common deficiency with which we will truly demand of the Creator that He will dwell among us. This is what we can give one another.
Let's ask the Creator to give us this lack. When we offer prayer, it's said that we need to pray ultimately, but we know it's the Creator giving us the prayer.
I love you very much, my friends, that you are such a good environment, so that immediately a common request is created, and there is nothing that delights the Creator more than our common request to be His passageway for the whole world.
חדרה לא שומעים מספיק טוב.
חדרה, we can hear you well.
בואו נתחבר כולנו.
Let's connect all of us around the prayer, our common collective prayer. We thank you, Master of the World, for all the graces you gave us in the past year, and as we approach the new year, please open our hearts so that we can admit the friends in and to connect all of our thoughts and intentions into one common intention. We pray to be able to serve you in any situation and to be a conduit for you to the world, teaching everyone to love the others more than they love themselves. And you are the King of all kings. The land is full of your glory. Give us the powers to do our role and to give you contentment.